The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Well, hello everybody. Happy Saturday. Hope you had a great Friday. Welcome to the show. It's Fantasy Football Today. This is our mailbag. Your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Your Apple Podcast questions. We thank you for all of your questions and most of your comments. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg and Frank Stanfill. Hello, Jamie in Fort Lauderdale. How's the weather?
Hello.
How's the weather over there, Jamie?
The weather is perfect. The weather is absolutely perfect. I'll try to get that light off the back of my head. It's great. It's, I think, 75 and perfect. So
75 and perfect.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Must be, yeah.
Well, I mean, Frank, you could come down anytime you want. And Adam left this lovely weather to pursue love. So,
yeah, not love of weather, I'll tell you that much. But
What a fool.
What a fool. Joke's on me. All right, so we got some that's not true, by the way. Joke's not on me. Great. Very happy with my decision.
I'm sure you are. You should be.
Yeah, I know. We're good. Yeah, I was saying, I was bragging last night. 10 months of quarantine, zero fights. I was like, yeah, go us. news and notes.
Who are you bragging to?
My wife, I was saying, like, good for us. No. We're the best. We don't fight. Julio Jones is going to play.
What a jinx.
We don't fight. We never fight.
You're headed for a storm tonight.
Nah. No, no, we did our grocery shopping on Wednesday, so we have nothing to do tonight. So we're just going to watch TV and be merry. All right, Jamie, Julio Jones is going to play. Matt Ryan, start or sit? Julio Jones, start or sit?
Julio Jones is a start. You know, I would say he's not a top three guy like he typically is when he's 100%, but he's still a top 15 wide receiver. I just haven't figured out where I'm going to rank him yet. I'd play him over DeAndre Hopkins, for example, if you want a comparison. And Matt Ryan's a borderline starter. You know, it's certainly a much better outlook for him to have a healthy Julio Jones. We've seen that more times than not. And they play better at home against the Saints than they do in New Orleans, which is probably not a big surprise. But I think Matt Ryan is kind of just become who he is at this point. You know, if you need to start him, this is one of those weeks where you'll be happy about it. If you can find somebody better, then I would find somebody better. Well, I like Fitzpatrick better. I like Cousins better. I like Tannehill better.
What about Taysom Hill?
I'd start him over Taysom Hill.
All right. Frank, DeAndre Swift is going to be – well, I don't even have to ask you about this because if he plays, he's going to be limited, so we're not starting DeAndre Swift. What'd you do with DJ Chark, who's going to play at Minnesota?
Yeah, so I moved him up into that solid wide receiver three range. I moved him right around the 30 mark, so around some names like Marvin Jones and Cole Beasley and Nelson Aguilar. We're still waiting to see what's going to happen with Nelson Aguilar at the time that we're recording, but it's a good matchup for DJ Chark. It's just, can Glennon get him the ball? They're in a dome at Minnesota, should be some point scores, should be trailing. So I'm cautiously optimistic on DJ Chark.
And Adam, we should probably talk about the Lions replacements without Swift there.
Oh, so. Yeah. Who do you prefer?
I prefer Kerryon, but, you know, it's closer in non-PPR than it is in PPR because Adrian Peterson is clearly going to get the goal line opportunities. How many will they get? That's probably dependent on how much Akeem Hicks plays for the Bears because he's such a good run stopper. But I think if you're stuck, Peterson's okay. I would prefer Kerryon Johnson.
Okay. And we don't know that Swift's out, by the way. So, right? Like, but if he plays, it's a total mess and we wouldn't want any of them. Fair?
Right.
Okay. More news for you. Irv Smith did not practice, so Kyle Rudolph could be a low-end starter. David Johnson's going to play, Frank. How do you feel about David Johnson at the Colts?
Not very good. The Texans have not been able to run the ball basically all season. I mean, Duke Johnson caught a long touchdown on Thanksgiving, so that was great to see when nobody had him in his lineup. But, yeah, I don't expect much. I have him as a high-end flex option. Tough matchup against the Colts, too. So I mean, yeah. If you could get away from David Johnson, I would try to.
All right, how about Ezekiel Elliott, guys, or David Johnson?
Zeke.
I'm going to go David Johnson. I mean, just can't trust Zeke at this point.
Okay. And hope maybe we'll see a little bit more in the passing game for David Johnson with Will Fuller out.
Right.
And let's get one more news item here. Let's talk about, well, first of all, we don't know who's playing for the Ravens. So, sorry, we'll try to update you over the weekend. But Miles Gaskin, Jamie, looks like he's going to play, whereas Savon Ahmed, it's not looking quite as good. They're facing Cincinnati. So what does this mean for you if Miles Gaskin plays and Savon Ahmed is out?
I'm not really so much worried about Ahmed if he does play with Miles Gaskin. If Gaskin's back, I'm going to treat him as the Dolphins, I hope, will, as the lead running back there. So if he's back, he's a number two running back, and I think he should be encouraged to start him in a great matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Great. Time for some Apple Podcast questions. Thank you very much, everybody, for your reviews. I hate to be so informal and so rushy today. You guys doing well? You having a nice... Frank, how's your weekend going? As I ask you on Friday afternoon when the weekend hasn't even started yet.
It's going great. I still have to write a fantasy baseball article, so if you have any topics, anything you want to read, please let me know, Adam, and I'll get that done.
Yeah, I have a topic for you. What happened in fantasy baseball in 2019? Like, or in 2020? Who was good? Who was bad? Because I missed 75% of the season.
All right, so I'll just write like a 20,000 word article about what happened in fantasy baseball, and that'll just take up my whole weekend. So
yeah, trying to give you a weekend activity. I figured you were bored. All right, here we go. From TTTTT223399, very repetitive name. Dear Turkish Mickey, Frankie, Avi, and Tony. That is very, oh, that feels like the Donovans. It feels like Ray Donovan. No, feels mobby. Doesn't it feel mobstery?
What are the names again?
Turkish Mickey, Frankie, Avi, and Tony.
No idea.
Definitely feels mobbish.
Yeah, or mobby, as I said. In non-PPR, pick two. Miles Sanders, James Robinson, David Montgomery, and that's it. Miles Sanders, James Robinson, David Montgomery, pick two.
Man, that's a good problem to have. I think James Robinson for sure. It's really close between Miles Sanders and David Montgomery for me. I like both. The Eagles' offensive line has been a mess. Their offense in general has been a mess. But it's just such a great matchup. So I will go with Sanders, but very close.
I like both as well. I will go with Montgomery. You talk about a mess. The Detroit Lions are a mess. So I lean toward that matchup being a little bit better than Sanders' matchup.
It's the movie Snatch. Very good movie. Very good movie. Seen that one, Jamie?
No.
Very good. You guys start watching The Undoing yet? No, you didn't. Why haven't you watched it? Because you're crazy. Go watch The Undoing.
I have to watch Christmas movies all weekend. Come on. Come on, Adam. It's December.
I'm going to text my dad right now. He recommended a Christmas movie to me. See if you guys have seen it. Because I don't trust
his. Oh, after meeting your dad, I'm sure it's The Grinch.
He's a little grinchy. Today's his birthday, though, so be nice.
Oh, happy birthday.
Woo!
Frank, let me tell the story about when I met Adam's dad. So when Adam was moving to New York to chase love, which has been the best decision of his life, he was selling furniture. And I just bought my house with my wife. And so we, at the time, had a two-year-old and a baby on the way. So we're like, you know, let's get some inexpensive furniture. And then eventually, you know, we'll redo everything in the house. So Adam's couch made perfect sense. So I go to pick up Adam's couch, who he had moved to his parents' house, in the process of him moving out of his apartment. And so I knock on the door. His dad comes to the door. Who are you?
No, get the hell out of here. He would never say that.
I said, hi, I work with your son. He's great. I love him. Wish he was staying here forever. I'll miss him greatly. Here to pick up the couch. What couch?
Oh, come on. Now you're just like making about to be some ogre.
Am I far off, though?
He's not. He's just not a talkative guy. He's a very quiet guy. Very quiet guy.
Then he went and got your mother. Your mother came.
Oh, yeah. She's very nice, right? She's very, very pleasant.
She's great. And then your dad was like, he said, oh, he'll open the garage 20 minutes later. He's still here.
He was waiting for you to leave. All right. A question from me 619. Dear Bender, Fry, Dr. Z, and Nibbler. That would be Futurama. That one I know. I have an embarrassment of riches at running back. Who should I start? I need 3 out of 5. James Robinson, Nick Chubb, Aaron Jones, Chris Carson, Miles Gaskin. Robinson, Chubb, Aaron Jones, Carson, Gaskin.
I hope I'm going to get the answer here that I'm hoping for, but the first three. I think that's easy.
Yeah, Chubb, Robinson, Jones.
I didn't get the answer I was hoping for.
Oh. Correct.
Correct.
Oh. Okay. Threw the alley-oop and I just flunked
you,
it.
You did.
My dad texted me back, Last Christmas is the name. You guys ever seen Last Christmas?
You know what's funny about that? Last night, I was at my buddy's house. It was his birthday. And he just got this huge TV, 77 inches, 4K, wild. And he plays the Wham! Last Christmas music video. Apparently, they remastered it in 4K. So just imagine George Michael, just 4K up in your face, 77-inch TV. It was great. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Really terrible song. Last Christmas I have to watch. And this, my dad just, he is trying to spoil the ending for me. He's determined to spoil. He's such a spoiler. You cannot ask him about it. He spoils everything. He said, Last Christmas, call me first. I need to give you a clue as to the unpredictable ending. Why would I do that? What is the point of that? He just loves spoiling movies. It's really
You're
weird.
You're a fine one, the Grinch.
Some people like having movies and shows spoiled for them.
Yeah, he does.
My fiance goes and she reads. She like reads the Wikipedia and stuff for movies, and I'm like, "What are you doing? Don't ruin it for yourself."
Well, that's LaShawn McCoy. Don't LaShawn McCoy.
I don't know what that means.
What?
He ruined the ending of
Avengers
movies. Like the day it came out, he like tweeted about it. Yeah. Everyone was furious.
I hope we got cut. So I figured out like when people like figure things out in Game of Thrones or whatever, it's because they read reviews. They're not smart. They just read about it. They want to know so they can tell. Yeah, whatever. That pisses me off. All right,
I did that in Game of Thrones, by the way, Adam.
You did that?
I ruined R plus L equals J for myself.
Yeah, Nick Costos ruined it for me. So, all right. So this is from R. Rassum. Madison value if Dalvin Cook is hurt. This is an 8-team league. If Dalvin Cook is hurt, who would you be starting Madison over given the very difficult Vikings playoff schedule? I've got Kamara and Murray, Mostert, Drake, Montgomery. I'm thinking about dropping Madison for another wide receiver. So the question is, if Cook is out, are you going to trust Madison in the fantasy playoffs?
This comes down to, you said, an 8-team league. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when you have this embarrassment of riches at running back, you're not going to start Madison over these guys unless, you know, it's a, you know, let's say Dalvin Cook, whatever, pulls up lame this week. And then next week he looks great in terms of Madison, or Madison looks great in finishing out this game. You know, then you may make a different choice, but you know, stashing Alexander Madison is more for 12 team leads and larger because it's hard to find guys off the waiver wire that would get starting opportunities.
But generally speaking, if Dalvin Cook went out and Alexander Madison was the starter, you know, matchups aside, let's say everybody just had neutral matchups, I'm thinking we would treat him like a top 12 running back. But his playoff matchups are Tampa Bay, Chicago, and the Saints. So, yeah, I mean, maybe he's not the great stash I thought he was.
Well, we got burned by him once already. You know, he faced a really good run defense, which we didn't think was a good run defense at the time, but it's proven to be in the Falcons, and he was terrible. And so, you know, it's like, I'll give you an example. I have Dalvin Cook and Madison as a handcuff in two leagues, and I have a great roster, at least in one of them. And I'm thinking, okay, I need to drop somebody to try and pick up Devontae Booker because I also have Josh Jacobs in that league. Madison was the guy that was in the conversation because if I needed to play somebody this week, it's not Madison. So you have to make some tough calls sometimes. I don't think Madison would be treated as high as you would.
Okay, well, so then let me ask you a question. Let's say we were back draft season. And Dalvin Cook tears his, wins the lottery, as Dave says, and retires. You're not taking Alexander Madison as a top 12 running back?
As a top, taking him as a top 12 running back for the rest of the season?
Yeah, yeah. As the starter for the Vikings.
I think he's probably just outside that.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the conversation for it, but you know, it's hard to say. There's so much that could change between now and then.
I'm sorry. I'm saying this past August, if Dalvin Cook had been out for the year, wouldn't you have treated Madison that way?
Probably in that 12 to 15 range. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. By the way, Christmas.
Now, just to put it in context, the last three games that Dalvin Cook has missed, Mike Boone was awful in Week 16 last year. Mike Boone was great in Week 17 last year, and Alexander Madison was awful in that game against the Falcons this year.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a reason Dalvin Cook is one of the best running backs in football.
Last Christmas has an 81% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, so we might be on to something here. Looks like we're going to have a good movie night. All right, from JMac3511. Pick three running backs in PPR. Carson is similar to the other ones. Carson, Sanders, Montgomery, Kareem Hunt, Latavius Murray, Miles Gaskin. Carson, Sanders, Montgomery, Hunt. I'll stop there. Pick three of those four.
I like the first three.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Looks like we have a somewhat fantasy cops question here. That's coming up later. From B-U-K-M. I don't know. Hey, Ricky, Ronnie, and Lamar. Oh, it's Sergio. This is Sergio from the City of Weirdos in Florida. That's Boca, if I recall. A part of a 14-team half PPR league, we currently have a five-way tie for third place. One of these 7-4 teams is number one in the waiver order and is playing the last place 2-9 team. The 7-4 team is leading by 4 points at the moment. This was written on Wednesday. The 7-4 team has Snell and Justin Tucker yet to play. The 2-9 team has Big Ben. So it's still anyone's game. The issue is that the 2-9 team started Savon Ahmed, who was inactive, announced 2 days prior to game day. On his bench, he has Montgomery, Gore, Gordon, and Henderson. I'm arguing that we should at least plug in Gore and his 10 points rather than give the 7-4 team an easy win. The rest of the league argues that the 2-9 team just forgot and it was not collusion. And I argue that if it was he was in the playoff hunt, he would not have forgotten, and it's not fair to give the 7-4 team an easy win. What do you guys think? Should they put retroactively Gore in for Savon Ahmed or leave the inactive Ahmed in?
There's no way you put Frank Gore in.
Yeah, right. No way. Now, it is what it is. Sorry. I love you, but Sergio from Boca, but you are wrong. This is from...
Shouldn't that have been a Fantasy Cops one?
Yeah, I didn't have the music queued up. This one is from... Hold on. Speaking of which... Gallman Lover! I need help with who to start this week. I need to win out to grab the last playoff spot. Start two running backs, two wide receivers, and a flex. All right, two running backs. Robinson, Gibson, Drake, Edwards-Helaire. Robinson, Gibson, Drake, CEH.
Robinson and Gibson.
Correct.
Two wide receivers. Kupp, Higgins, Davis, and Debo.
Kupp and Debo.
Correct.
Yes.
One flex. I don't remember who you picked. You picked Robinson and Gibson?
Yes.
All right, so then Drake, Edwards-Helaire, Higgins, and Corey Davis.
I like Drake, even in a tough matchup.
I'd go Edwards-Helaire in a favorable game script.
Okay. And from Eagles 0-16, this is like my favorite guy every week. Dear Gallman and Pittman, I'm benching Kyler. I have Justin Jefferson. Should I start Kirk Cousins or Fitzpatrick?
I like Cousins there.
Yeah, I mean, Cousins is fine if you want to stack it. But I think Fitzpatrick, as we know, could be amazing.
And pick one. Oh, pick two, PPR. Mostert, Gaskin, Pittman, and Kamara. Mostert, Gaskin, Pittman, Kamara. I do not want to play Kamara.
I get it. It's a tough matchup. He's banged up. They're not throwing him the ball. I can't go away there. So I will go with Mostert and Kamara.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Good stuff. Fantasy Cops from Orchids of Asia. We set up a league this year with divisions. Going into the year and all year until about week 11, we thought the playoffs would be the top three teams in each division. Turns out it didn't get set up that way, and now the top six teams with the best record enter the playoffs. Instead of top three in each division, it's top six. Should we adjust the playoffs so that the top three teams in each division win, or so the best six teams get in? That would mean that the number one and number six seed would come out of one division, and 2 through 5 would come out of the other.
So I would say if everybody thought that it was the top three teams in each division all season long and entering the season, that's probably the way you should play it out. What do I prefer? I prefer no divisions at all and just the top six teams make it. In fact, I prefer the top five records and then the most points gets the six seed. That is not one of the top five records, but that is just a different discussion.
I agree with what Frank said.
Yeah, and I'll give you a real life example from the worst commissioner ever, me. I got an email in the For the People podcast league that said, "It's Adam, it says the playoffs are going through week 17, and that is, or something like that. Is that true? I'm like, no, that's not true. I didn't set it up right. It just goes through week 16, and only four teams make the playoffs out of 10. So, if you went into the year thinking one thing, and the commission didn't set it up that way, I just go on what everybody thought, basically. This is a question in a PPR league from BR Closer One. Should I drop Lamb or Pittman?
Lamb.
Yeah, I think you got to drop Lamb at this point. You know, Pittman hopefully is starting to come on. You know, I like the fact 7 or more targets in 3 of his last 4 games. And he has the better quarterback.
This is from Gambino Mafia. Hey, Ike, Plaxico, Victor, and Amani.
Those would be Jets receivers.
Those are dwarfs, I think, actually.
Get out of my head, Jamie. I was going to say that.
Would you play David Montgomery or Latavius Murray over Alvin Kamara?
Montgomery for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Montgomery's in a good spot right now for this week against the Lions, and you can't trust Murray. I mean, look, the reason that we're concerned about Kamara, on top of the fact of Taysom Hill, the Falcons' run defense has been really good.
Yeah, really good. From Ray Maris, grade the trade. It's a dynasty league, 14 teams, full PPR, says for wide receivers, and it's a super flex. All right, it's a lot of information. 14 team super flex dynasty, full PPR. Start 10. All right. Give Alvin Kamara and Curtis Samuel. Get Austin Eckler and Terry McLaurin.
People are still doing trades?
It's a dynasty league.
Oh, okay.
So Kamara and Samuel, Kamara and Curtis Samuel for Eckler and McLaurin.
I'd rather have the Eckler and McLaurin side.
You're giving up the best player in the deal. Even with Kamara banged up, I think long-term in Dynasty is probably the asset I want most, but the package of Eckler and McLaurin is better combined. So I would take that side.
Yep.
All right, it's from Ollie35. Dear Chad, Vinny, Mark, and Sam.
Oh, those are Giants quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And they're also dwarfs, a lot of dwarfs. Eckler, Carson, Aaron Jones, and Kamara. Who am I sitting? Eckler, Carson, Aaron Jones, Kamara.
How many do they need?
Three of the four.
Eckler and Jones, Carson, for sure, are in.
Yep.
You're sitting Carson, you said?
Yeah, unless Hyde's out.
Okay.
I would sit Carson.
All right, question from Hugo Robinson. Mike Davis, is it finally time to drop Mike Davis, also Watson or Herbert?
I don't think it's time to drop Mike Davis, because if McCaffrey's not back in week 14, you'd like to have Mike Davis. But I mean, you got some tough choices. Like I have one league where I have some tough choices to make because I have two guys coming off of the IR spots in J.K. Dobbins and Brandon Ayuk. And I'd like to have them long-term if Christian McCaffrey's back, but I still have to hold on to Mike Davis because if he's a starter in week 14, you're starting him.
I'm going to read a few more from Teague Master. It's actually not a question. It's just a 5-star review and a thank you, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you for a very kind note. Would love those types of comments as well. He actually said we have high-quality individuals on the show. All right, well.
He must be commenting in the wrong podcast.
Yeah. I love you guys. Andy, Jason, you're the best. No. from Riley Fernandez. Should I trade?
I think they're celebrating like a milestone. I forget what it was, but congratulations to them.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys. Congrats to the footballer. Should I trade Montgomery with the amazing playoff schedule for Brandon Cooks with the Will Fuller injury? I guess he's still making trades here. Who'd you rather have, Montgomery or Cooks?
I think in a vacuum, I'd rather have Montgomery with the upcoming schedule, but Cooks is going to see a lot of volume down the stretch here.
This, I think, is just whatever you need. You know, like if you have running back depth and you need some wide receiver help, it's a fair trade, vice versa. You know, if you can afford to give up on Cooks for some wide receiver help, it's one of those that's a win-win on both sides.
All right, and finally from Jack Brace. He's yet to have a question answered this year.
But brace
now,
yourself.
Now is the time.
Here it comes.
And Jack, actually, we apparently helped him defeat his father Thanksgiving week, and that was amazing. So you're welcome for that.
Do you think his father is as much of a Grinch as your
father? My dad's not a Grinch. Stop it.
I saw your father at the wedding, and he was like, ugh, you.
Yeah. He gave a great speech, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, very funny.
Finally, a woman takes my son.
That was the title of the speech. He didn't actually say that out loud. It was just on a PowerPoint presentation.
Then he gave her a check. It was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was weird. Justin Herbert or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers for me. I have him as my second-ranked quarterback.
Pick two of these. J.K. Dobbins, Antonio Gibson, Nick Chubb, and Mostert. Dobbins, Gibson, Chubb, Mostert.
Chubb and Gibson.
Justin Jefferson, Michael Thomas, Calvin Ridley, A.J. Brown. Pick two. Jefferson, Michael Thomas, Ridley Brown.
Bench, Michael Thomas.
And Jefferson, Michael Thomas sounds like a sitcom actor.
Jefferson, Michael Thomas. No, but you need two out of four here. You got Jefferson, Thomas, Ridley, and Brown. A.J. Brown.
Brown and Jefferson for me.
Yes. Assuming that Julio is in.
And then pick a flex out of Mostert, Michael Thomas, and A.J. Brown.
I would play A.J. Brown as receiver. So
yes.
Okay. Finally, Robert Tonyan, Eric Ebron, or Kyle Rudolph?
Ebron.
Good stuff.
That's super close. I'll go Ebron.
A lot of questions there. And that would do it for the Apple podcast questions. So that must mean it's time. Oh, boy. I don't have... I'm just going to buy some time by playing the Heathsigh compilation. Thank you, Heath. All right. With that said, Fantasy Cops. Here we go. We got a ton of them. Man, so many questions. Obviously, I don't have time for all of them. But this one is from... Derek from the Sunday Night Lights League. All right, we're in a 12-team standard league. Six teams make the playoffs. Week 12, two brothers were playing each other, and one brother, who was in 11th place, completely tanked so that his brother, who was tied with three other teams for the last playoff spot, you know, would make the playoffs. The brother in 11th place took Josh Jacobs, Terry McLaurin, and Antonio Gibson out of his lineup and left the quarterback slot empty.
Oh, come on.
I don't even think I have to read the rest of this, basically. I am the commissioner. Me and my co-commissioner decided to retroactively put Jacobs, McLaurin, and Gibson back in the lineup and let the points in the playoff seeding chips fall where they may. Obviously, I am kicking both guys out of our league next year. But to help, my league mates are pissed and we need a resolution. Do you have a better option than going back and putting those players back in the lineup?
No, I mean, that's... Does the brother who is in the better standing, not the one that's in 11th place, was he privy to this?
Does it matter?
Well, I mean, like, for example, if you and Frank are playing each other, right, for a playoff spot, and I like Frank better than you.
Yeah.
And so I decided, like, I could help Frank's playoff standing, but I didn't tell Frank I was doing it. Like, should Frank be penalized by it? What I'm getting at is, should the brother who benefited be kicked out?
Yeah,
if he didn't know his brother was...
I'm going to go ahead and guess that they knew, but either way, it's just not right. You got to put those players back in the lineup. That's exactly what you should do and kick them out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first part of it. I'm just like trying to think if the brother not messing with his lineup should get kicked out also.
Yeah. Should he get kicked out? Right. If you can't prove the collusion element there, then maybe you shouldn't kick him out. But you should
You kick out the one brother.
Yeah, you're right, right. So you're right. You're right there. Okay. Yeah, no. Good job from Jamie, who's a weirdo from Boca. Good advice there. Okay, next up. This is from John. Hopefully this is the last Taysom Hill question we have. For ESPN, an individual left Taysom Hill in the tight end spot, passed on all waivers and free agents and roster moves so that he could keep Hill in that roster spot. The commissioner messages this manager at 3 p.m. after the Sunday 1 p.m. games have started, and says that Hill needs to be moved out of the tight end position. Now the manager argues that he should be allowed to keep Hill in the tight end position since the system allowed the loophole and the commissioner didn't say anything sooner. The manager already forgave all rights to free agents and roster moves, and nearly half of the players were already locked when the commissioner messaged the owner or the manager. And how should this be handled? So let me go back to last week. Where we learned about this, that you could keep Taysom Hill in your tight end spot so long as you did not make any add drops, any starts or sits. You left your entire lineup the same. I was very, very much against this. I thought it was cheap and cheating, basically, and a loophole. This is a little bit different because the game's already started. It was 3 p.m. on Sunday when the commissioner told him what to do. So now I don't know what to do, guys. What would you say, fellow cops?
It's fairly easy in my mind. If the commissioner did not change ESPN's policy prior to the start of the week, which is the waiver process, you know, Tuesday, when the games ended the previous week. So Tuesday is typically the day when the week starts. Then you can't penalize this manager for doing what he did. So he needs to make it clear moving forward that if the league is going to decide you cannot play Taysom Hill in tight end spot, the loophole is the loophole, but we're not allowing that in our league, then that's something that he has to change. But you can't penalize him at 3 o'clock on Sunday for doing what the system has allowed him to do.
Especially at 3 p.m. I mean, if you're going to do something, at least alert the guy before the game start. Or, you know, I mean, it should have happened earlier in the week, like Jamie said, but you can't do it once the game starts, especially.
Right. Like, if I'm that guy, I'm going to say, okay, fine. We're going to redo waivers. I'm going to go back and be allowed to pick up where I was in the waiver spot to pick up maybe a tight end if he needed one, or, you know, quarterback, whatever the case may be. You can't do that. It's just too much of a headache.
Good job. Way to go. Jamie, you're doing great. You're going to get a promotion. Next up, from Michael Phillips. I think it's from Michael Phillips. Or Grimmy in the 604. That's his other name. Alter ego. Hello, Sandler, Chappelle, Presley, Ledger, and sometimes Affleck. Those would be Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben. Excuse me, where's the Frank? That's pretty messed up. Sometimes the tank, you should have put. All right, question is, I decided for our keeper league that we would try... he has a suggestion that's different than what we do for games that might be postponed, where we say you can designate a replacement. So he's got a different suggestion. Let's see how we like it. I decided that we would not try to bother with hypothetical replacement players and extra IR spots if a game is postponed. I told all the managers at the beginning of the year to set their lineups and Monday night game. If the Monday night got canceled or moved after Sunday night kickoff, then I would give them the projected points for any players in the Monday night game. I quickly had to amend the rule to say any Tuesday or Wednesday game players would get the projected points if canceled after the Monday night game. Essentially, it's worked great. I'm not going to read the rest of it. I'm just going to say that I hate that. Projected points? That is so weak. That is so weak. You are under arrest for a terrible move, Kamish. Absolutely not. You guys agree?
I don't think it's a terrible idea. Go ahead, Frank. Sorry.
No, I'm not a fan of it as well.
Projected I don't think it's points. A terrible idea just from the standpoint of you don't have to create extra roster spots or moves or, you know, people doing things that, you know, stashing players on IR spots, for example, that aren't technically on IR.
Yeah. Did you, by the way, did you change the scores?
I changed every score.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't very hard.
Beat you. Ha ha ha.
You sure did. Okay. From Steve.
I will say this, though. The only problem with that is at what point are you locking in the projected points? Because is it Tuesday when the points are initially released?
No, or I think it's...
Friday, those projections could change. Like, at what point do you lock in the projected points for those guys?
Yeah, it's a good point. I got the sense it was after Monday night or Sunday night. Like, day of. But still, that's so weak, man. All right, anyway, one more. From Steve. Steve says, good morning, Dwight, Creed, Ryan, Michael, and Kevin. We know them. They're in the office. I'm in a league with only a couple of people I actually know. The rest I had no idea they existed until this league. This morning, I checked the recent activity tab and realized the commissioner randomly decided to change the number of playoff teams from 4 to 8. Ironically, his brother was eliminated from the playoffs if there were only 4 teams, but now the whole family can participate. I'm petty as hell, and I need your advice on what to do. I've already paid, and I don't mind making it a donation. I've locked up first place, and playoffs begin in week 14. Do I drop my entire team to waivers to say bleep all of them and quit the league? Do I bench my entire roster for the week and see how I feel next week? Do I stop being petty and just go win the damn thing? Love the show. RIP Bonanza? Yeah, Bonanza's pretty much gone. Replaced by Gallman. All right, so this guy is mad as hell at the commissioner who expanded the playoffs to help his brother out. He's got the first seed wrapped up already. Does he quit the league? Does he drop all his players? Does he just go out and win it? What do you do?
I'm all for the pettiness. But I would just go out and try and win the league. And look, what's better than winning the league, taking the money, and then quitting right afterwards, right?
100%. Yep. It
completely messed up what they're doing. I mean, you obviously cannot change the number of playoff teams.
Why do people do that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is real life, man. This is fantasy football. This is a big deal. You can't just go around and just make kind of crazy changes like this. I mean, this is our livelihood.
I know. It's wild. You should win the league and then donate the money to a charity that those brothers hate. Find out something that they really don't like. Maybe they hate animals and donate to like a shelter, you know?
Something. You have to buy like stink bombs and throw it on their stoop.
You could do that too. I did hear a story about it's a stupid story. I'm not gonna tell it. Never mind. Let's take a break here. Sometimes you have to know. Adam, you're about to tell a bad story. Don't tell it.
Tell it.
Nah, let's take a break.
Come on, tell it.
Okay, fine, I'll tell it. These people I know, they bought like a fart machine, a remote control one, and they put it on the sidewalk. And whenever people would pass, they'd press the button and, you know, frame people for farting in public. So you could do that with the money you win. Not that expensive. You could buy a lot of machines. In a vacation spot. They went on vacation and they did this. Yeah.
That was a pretty good story.
Yeah, it's funny, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
So juvenile, but it's funny.
Where can we get this? I'd like to bring one in the office.
I don't know. I'm sure it can't be that hard. I'll get it for you for the holidays. We're going to take a break. When we come back, reading your emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While we were away, Jamie has been researching fart machines on the internet. Seems like he's got what he wants.
$14.93 at Walmart.
Fart machine also was Jamie's college nickname, just so you all know.
It was. Speaking of fart machine, Daniel Jones is doubtful for the game against the Seahawks.
Oh, I don't know what that has to do with fart machines, but that is crap. That stinks. From Mark, is Mike Davis a drop? Should I pick up Dobbins or Akers and drop Mike Davis?
If you don't own Christian McCaffrey, I would rather have J.K. Dobbins on my team.
Okay.
Yes, sorry, I'm just looking at some news here. So Brian Flores says that Tua or Ryan Fitzpatrick will be a game time decision. DeAndre Washington and Savon Ahmed are both doubtful. Mm-hmm. And Matt Breida has an illness that forced him to miss practice. There will be a decision this weekend on whether to activate Myles Gaskin. Mike Vrabel says that Jonnu Smith and Adoree Jackson are out for this week.
Yes. Is Patrick Laird going to be this like break glass in case of emergency running back?
I'm going to guess that Myles Gaskin is playing, but that's just a guess.
All right. This is from Sammy.
And Irv Smith has been ruled out.
I need a quarterback. Carr, Goff, Ryan.
If who he'll play, I would use Matt Ryan.
I probably would agree with that, yes.
Okay. Austin had a question that has become easier. He said, sit Gibson, Sanders, or Swift. You're going to sit Swift now.
Yes.
This is from Chuck in a city in northwest Montana. Frank, where's he from?
That would be... I have absolutely nothing.
Me either. No. Dear Otto, Frank, Bill, Brian, and Bernie, Otto, Frank, Bill, Brian, and Bernie.
Oh, Browns quarterbacks.
Yes. Could you name them all?
Otto Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Kosar.
Mm-hmm. That's all I would have gotten. Frank, Bill, and Brian.
Frank, Bill, and Brian.
I've never heard of these players.
Frank Stample.
Frank Stample, yeah.
I could quarterback the Browns.
Frank Ryan, Bill Nelson, and Brian Sipe.
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn, yep. Okay, the question is, 12-team standard scoring league, Kamara, Miles Sanders, or Devontae Booker? Pick one.
Sanders.
Sanders, but Booker's interesting.
What about Booker? Yeah, I kind of want to go Booker if Jacobs is out.
Jets' run defense has been better.
I don't really care because I just feel like he's going to get so many carries.
Yeah, it's like you want to kind of treat Devontae Booker like a lesser version of Josh Jacobs. And so, like, I don't know where you have Jacobs ranked, Frank, but he's like top 10 guy for me. So Booker's going to be close to that, not to the same level.
Yeah, he would probably be like around top 20, top 24 in that range.
How about Frank's Ranks? You ever do that? Frank's Ranks.
Frank's Ranks.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't.
There you go. You're welcome. From Mark, I just lost Will Fuller. The best available are KJ Hamler, Mims, Reynolds, Tim Patrick, Renfro, Mooney, Gabriel Davis, T.Y. Hilton, Rashard Higgins. Who should I pick up?
Patrick.
Tim Patrick.
All right. From Devin, start two wide receivers. Pittman, Boyd, Hilton, Slayton, and Mike Williams. Pittman, Boyd, Hilton, Slayton, Mike Williams.
This guy likes pairings. Pittman.
Correct.
Probably Boyd, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's between Boyd and Mike Williams. I have a sneaky suspicion about Mike Williams this week. I don't know why. I'll go with Mike Williams.
Matt from Duval. Dear Steve, Mike, Chris, and Rob. Jets quarterbacks? I'll Google
Steve,
it.
Steve, Mike, Chris, and Rob.
Who should I play in my flex? Gallman, Gaskin, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Pittman.
CEH for me.
Yes, I like Clyde.
No results for Steve, Mike, Chris, and Rob. So those are probably his friends. Dear... Oh, there's no greeting in this one. This is just from Alex. I have the Rams and the Seahawks DSTs. I feel pretty set until week 16 when they play each other, and I don't want to play either of them that week. If I find a better week 16 matchup, which DST should I drop, the Rams or the Seahawks?
The Seahawks.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks schedule, but the Rams are just much better in general. So.
And we haven't found out about Carlos Dunlap yet, right? Because he's been a big part of what
I haven't seen anything. Yeah, and you've got, for the Rams get New England and the Jets in their next two games after Arizona. So that's totally fine. It's not like they have bad matchups. They have very good ones. Question here from Eric from the home of the Basketball Hall of Fame. That would be Springfield, right? Springfield, Mass?
Yes, that's where Homer lives, right?
Springfield, they one episode said they were a Northern Kentucky family, but I feel like that's very unofficial. Hey, Walter, Peter, Philip in September. Those are apparently from Fringe, which Scott White loves, by the way. I'm second in points, but I'm the seventh seed. If I win, I'm in. I'm starting Sanders and Robinson, so pick one at wide receiver. Tyler Lockett, A.J. Brown, Jarvis Landry, Deebo Samuel.
A.J. Brown.
And pick a flex. Lockett, Landry, Samuel, Zeke. Half PPR.
Lockett.
Between Lockett and Zeke, I will use Zeke.
I would be very stressed about that, Eric. Those are tough calls. From Ron. Where's the question here? I need a wide receiver and a flex in a half PPR league. Brandon Cooks, Deebo Samuel. Josh Jacobs, Wayne Gallman.
Jacobs Cooks, if he plays.
Yeah, Cooks and Jacobs if Jacobs plays. If he is out.
Cooks and.
Who else besides Gallman?
It's Cooks, Debo Samuel, Gallman, and Jacobs.
Debo.
I'm going to say Cooks and... Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Where's the Gallman music? Why can't I find it?
It's a bad sign for you.
Going to say Cooks and... Debo.
Ooh.
By the way, according to reports, A.J. Brown at practice.
Okay, good. This is from Tony. When browsing AT&T TV on my Roku, and then he sent me a screenshot of Die Hard being in the holiday movies. Yeah, I get a lot of that this time of year. It's marketing. They're taking advantage of the simpletons out there, like most of you, who think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. So just go with it, I guess.
Oh, stop. You've lost this battle.
I'll send you a picture of my Die Hard ornament when I put it up later today.
Okay.
I have a Die Hard Christmas book.
I do too. From Samsonite. I was way off. 10-team PPR league. Michael Thomas, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Debo Samuel. Pick two. Michael Thomas, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Debo Samuel.
Michael Thomas and Debo.
Correct.
From Ian, from an island in the Pacific Northwest.
Hawaii.
That is not the Pacific Northwest. That would be like...
Alaska?
No, I don't think so. I think that would be, you know, like Vietnam, that kind of area. I'm not sure if that's an island. Let's say,
Vietnam's not an island.
No. Let's say, Thailand. Oh, what the hell is the name of that place? That Singapore? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to do some Googling here. Should I start Latavius Murray over Alvin Kamara? How crazy would I be?
Play the music.
It's pretty crazy.
What, this, which music? I don't know what music you want. I don't get it.
The Gallman music. Crazy.
Is Singapore an island? It is an island. All right, that's where he's from. Okay, so then don't do that. Don't start him. I've lost my mind right now. This happens to me on Friday afternoons. From Elijah. Thank you for the compliment. Appreciate it, Elijah. He loves our show. Okay, I need to make the right call. Debo Samuel or Chase Claypool?
Claypool.
That is super close. I will go with Debo. Break the tie, Adam.
Oh, that's a I didn't want to answer it because I didn't feel comfortable. I would say Chase Claypool. Better chance for a touchdown by far. And from Paul in New Orleans, is there anything to Cam Newton's home road splits? On the road, he's averaging 29.7 points per game. At home, 13.8 points per game. It's interesting.
I haven't looked into it. It might just be he's facing tougher defenses at home this season.
Well, he had the Seattle game on the road.
That helps.
He
had the Jets on the road.
First of all, I'm not necessarily buying these numbers. Maybe because of the Seattle game. He's only played four road games. No, I don't think there's anything to it. Maybe they've been a little worse on the road and he's had to throw more, which could be the case against the Chargers.
Could be.
So weird looking at his season line. He has four passing touchdowns and nine interceptions.
Hasn't been good.
The Pacific Northwest.
You're still obsessed with this, huh?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm hoping I'm not wrong about what the Pacific Northwest is.
I Googled islands in the Pacific Northwest.
I think I am wrong. I think it's more like Alaska. Yeah.
So I was right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. No, those are in the Far East. I'm like, putting Asia in the West, that is just not...
I'll take your apology whenever you're ready to give it.
I'm not apologizing to you. I'm apologizing to my geography teachers and the listeners.
No, you should apologize to me.
It was really Pacific Northwest. Wow. Sorry, Jamie. My bad. All right.
It.
It's hot in here. I'm sweating a little bit, and I've lost my mind. All right. I'm Sleazy. For Jamie and Frank, we will talk to you on Sunday. Yes, Sunday night, recapping the day's events and, of course, Sunday morning on Fantasy Football Today. in five. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for your questions. Thanks for embarrassing me with geography. I didn't know that was my own fault. Have a good one. Good luck.
World of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!